With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Russian President Putin says he hopes to meet next week with President Trump, possibly in the United Arab Emirates, to discuss the war in Ukraine. The news comes on the eve of a White House deadline for Moscow to show progress toward ending the three-year-old war. And President Trump says he is encouraged by how talks aimed at ending the war have been going of late.
We've made a lot of progress. And as you know, we put a 50% tariff on India on oil. They're the second largest. They're very close to China in terms of the purchase of oil from Russia. But so I don't know if that had anything to do with it. But we've had very productive talks today.
President Trump's wide-ranging tariffs are in effect as of today. Goods from more than 60 countries and the European Union face tariff rates that range between 10 and 41%. The president threatens to slap steep tariffs on imported technology.
We'll be putting a tariff on of approximately 100% on chips and semiconductors. But if you're building in the United States of America, there's no charge, even though you're building and you're not producing yet in terms of the big numbers of jobs and all of the things that you're building. If you're building, there will be no charge. So I just want everyone to know that.
They're hospitalized in stable condition, five soldiers from Fort Stewart, Georgia, expected to recover. They were shot on base yesterday, allegedly by a fellow soldier.
We have identified the alleged shooter as Sergeant Cornelius Radford, an automated logistics sergeant assigned to 2nd Brigade Combat Team.
Brigadier General John Lubas heard there on WJCL. Suspects in custody, no word on a motive. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is down 141 points, while the NASDAQ is up 142. This is SRN News. A fight is brewing over a United Nations treaty.
The Convention on the Rights of the Child does not mention abortion, but the UN Committee on the Rights of the Child thinks that it should. The committee is trying to add language to the treaty that would require signatories to agree to make sure that underage girls can get an abortion. That would be a non-starter for many countries with pro-life laws and might undermine the treaty entirely. Representatives of Argentina have already said no. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Artist Amy Chirault has canceled a planned exhibit at the National Portrait Gallery after officials raised concerns over her painting Transforming Liberty 2024. The painting depicts a non-binary transgender person posing as the Statue of Liberty. President Trump has vowed to get the federal government out of the business of promoting transgenderism, and he says taxpayers should not have to pay for programs advancing the LGBT agenda. This is SRN News. The military says the restoration of a torn-down Confederate monument will cost $10 million over a couple of years.
Restoring a memorial to the Confederacy that was removed from Arlington National Cemetery at the recommendation of Congress will cost roughly $10 million total, the latest effort in a Trump administration effort to combat what it calls erasing American history. Once back in the cemetery, the monument will feature panels nearby that will offer context about its history. The Pentagon expects it to take about 2 years to restore the monument to its original site. The base that it sat on needs to be repaired, and the monument itself will be refurbished as well. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
German police say a motorist has been clocked driving at more than 199 miles per hour on the Autobahn west of Berlin. He was traveling at more than 124 miles per hour above the speed limit. He's been hit with a fine of about $1,000. The section of the Autobahn where the record-breaking driver was caught has a limit of 74 mph. More details, SRNNews.com.